Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Today, the first NATO member nation calls for a no-fly zone over Ukraine. A fourth booster is necessary, according to Pfizer's CEO. I'm sure you are all shocked to hear that one. And some updates in my run-in with the Beto O'Rourke campaign and Dallas police. Ooh, should be a fun one, and it all starts right now. Welcome to the news and why it matters. I am Sarah Gonzalez. Happy Monday. Yes, I guess it is Monday. It was a long weekend for me, but we are back at it, and I'm very happy to be joined by my good friend, America's favorite cowboy, host of the Chad Prather Show on Blaze TV, which, by the way, you can find on Blaze TV, but you also should be subscribed to on YouTube. We've got Chad Prather back in the house.
I'm happy to be joined to you today.
Yes.
Our new overtime, Chad Prather Overtime, starts next week.
Ooh.
You can only get it on Blaze TV.
That's a great point. So you may think that you're watching the Chad Prather Show and you're watching all that there is to see, but you're not.
We're going to have, it's going to be unfiltered. Let's just say it's going to be unfiltered.
And is that, you can also find it at chadnude.com.
You can go to chadnude.com. BlazeTV.com/Chad. Use more Chad, or you still use Sarah's promo code news.
Oh, you're nice.
I am.
Yeah, but to make sure that you are subscribed so you don't miss that. Also joined by Blaze TV contributor Eric July, host of For Canon's Sake, which you also should be subscribed to on YouTube. And Eric is like way more fun than us because he talks about other stuff than politics. Like he talks about video games and
way more
comics
fun.
And movies and all sorts of stuff. So make sure that you are subscribed to him as well. So I want to hit on the top stories of the day. Number one, of course, we just went through a weekend. So there have been updates in the Russia-Ukraine conflict. The Parliament of Estonia today called for the UN member states to take immediate steps to establish a no-fly zone over Ukraine to prevent further civilian casualties. This is, of course, the first NATO member nation to have a body formally call for the implementation of a no-fly zone amid Russia's ongoing investigation. There are a lot of experts, a lot of people who are saying that the establishment of a no-fly zone would really provoke Russia into creating more, more measures against not only Ukraine, but also potentially NATO member nations. So that has happened. Did you guys see that there was a United States journalist that was apparently killed?
Renaud, yeah.
Yes, Brett Renaud. And it was a very odd story because first it was reported he was a New York Times reporter, but then the Times said he was not there on behalf of us. We did not send him, but he still had the press badge for the New York Times.
Apparently, from my understanding, he was a documentary filmmaker. And I know how sometimes people hang on to those press badges to get them places.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I've seen that happen.
Yeah, yeah.
And so maybe that's some of that going on.
Well, and again, I mean, there's just so much misinformation coming out of this particular conflict. So it's hard to know what's real, what's not. But there was a video that had surfaced of apparently the person he was there with who was in the hospital. It was a very bizarre video, though, because the person was like being worked on, I guess, on his back. There were doctors and nurses working on him, but he was completely calm. Put on his press badge and was interviewed. And there was some confusion over whether or not it was Ukrainian forces or Russian forces who actually shot and killed him. So I think we're still awaiting confirmation on that. But meanwhile, President Zelensky is expected to address members of Congress on Wednesday. And look, he said in a letter that the world are in awe of the people of Ukraine who have, I'm sorry, this letter was from Congress, Democrat Congress members to Zelensky. They said the world are in awe of the people of Ukraine who have shown extraordinary courage, resilience, and determination in the face of Russia's unprovoked, vicious, and illegal war. And of course, Zelensky wants to deliver a virtual address to Congress to urge them to act. Look, I know that we talk about whether or not the United States may get overly involved in this particular conflict and whether or not they should. I just, as I am asking you guys what your thoughts are on this, I just would like to remind you that if our military gets involved, we're not sending our best, guys. We've got Undersecretary of Air Force tweeting out over the weekend their priorities over here. They tweeted out, great conversation. Can we pull that up, please? Great conversation with our LGBTQ initiatives team. Mm-hmm. They're asking the hard but necessary questions that will ultimately make us a stronger, more inclusive Department of the Air Force. So that's what our military, that's what our Air Force is taking on in the midst of all this. It just doesn't make you feel too comfortable about how we'd be able to defend ourselves. Not really.
So I decided a long time ago, but I'm being pretty vocal about it now. Whatever the mainstream media is telling you, whatever narrative they're pushing, go the other way. Just turn around, go the other way. You don't know that this whole puppet on a string fiasco that's going on. And yeah, I do believe that a lot of it is this manufactured puppetry that's going on. Who knows? Maybe they're doing it just to give more opportunity to promote the woke mob in the United States military, to push the ideology. I'm calling it the orthodoxy of the ideology. This has become a religion for these folks. They're going to push this. No matter what happens on the world stage, globally, it doesn't matter. It all comes back to the woke agenda. It all comes back to the ideology. It all comes back to their false narrative and their religion.
Well, it's interesting because they say it will help create a stronger, more inclusive Department of the Air Force, as if stronger and more inclusive can be used.
I woke up today wanting that.
Like, stronger doesn't mean more. Like, more inclusive does not mean stronger.
No, it
and
doesn't.
Stronger does not mean more inclusive. And yet they're using the terms almost interchangeably
in
as if
mind,
that's how it was would be.
Yeah.
For the military.
I guess. I mean, I don't know. I mean, again, in their mind, they think that inclusivity and all of that is something that maybe visually looks, mm-hmm. by diversity, looks more strong.
Yeah.
But it's word salad. And that's another point to the orthodoxy of the ideology. Yes. They throw the word salad out there and it doesn't matter what they're saying. They just list it together, throw some commas in there, and you read a list of things and you're like, yeah, that makes sense. Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that's a good point. It is all word salad, Eric. They may have learned it from Kamala Harris, who was like the word salad
expert. I'm here.
Expert.
I'm here on the eastern flank, the northern flank.
I saw that there was going to be some instance that whether they wanted it or not is going to be up for dispute. Everybody's going to say and have their thoughts about, is the U.S. looking for a reason to justify them getting involved to more of a degree?
Right.
Now, I do think there are warmongers that exist that absolutely want that to happen. Of course, you have members of Congress which haven't necessarily held their tongue, certainly on the fact that they kind of want us, rather, to do something, you know. Now, with the whole Estonia situation, this was something that I talked about. It wasn't particularly that country, but it's something I talked about before on the show about these countries that are surrounding it. I think that's the part that we lose sight of. Now, again, why the actual war is happening, or rather this invasion or whatever you want to call it, again, I think there is to be fought certainly on different sides, particularly with NATO. But I called it in which I said that they're going to try to present it as, well, who is to say that, let's say he somehow captures Ukraine, which I don't even think that's necessarily what's going to happen out of all of this before it gets resolved. But let's just say that the surrounding countries, and more specifically the ones that are part of NATO, are going to say, well, who's to stop him from, let's say, expanding? And that in itself is their justification for we need to get involved. People talking about Poland, people want these other countries to get involved for that reason. And that in itself right there, because of these defense pacts, the US, United States government is going to say, if you do anything, let's say, to them by whether it be contractual obligation, whatever it is you want to call it, they're going to say, okay, we're going to get involved. And then, okay, I don't want to call it Cold War 2.0, but there'll be some sort of plex going on between the United States of America and Russia. Now, I will say that latter half story that you mentioned isn't necessarily going to work in our favor. And I talked about how when it comes to diversity and representation and inclusivity, these are things that weirdos within our country, or rather in the West, they think that, oddly enough, the entire world abides by those rules.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's a delusion. Let's just call it what it is. It's a delusion. They lead with this moronic idea, and I would say it doesn't matter what the industry is. It's stupid when you think, okay, we have different sexualities or colors or whatever, and that in itself means that we are better. This is what they mean when they say stronger. It essentially means that we're better off in this approach, which, again, the rest of the world, or rather who you would be getting in, let's say, a conflict with, they don't care. That's not anything they particularly care about.
I would say
about.
Actually they do care in the sense that they know that that actually makes you
more weak.
And
they will look at it like that, like be more emboldened to say, well, if that's what they're leading with, then we have nothing to worry about here. But seriously, these guys are under the delusion. It's the typical like kind of first world problem kind of thing where they had these people who needed this dragon to sort of slay within the world created this. We call it woke all the time, but they created and conjured up this weird world where they see themselves as these civil rights activists and these good guys. Mm-hmm. But that is a moral or rather ethical position that is not adopted by who would then be your political enemy. The unfortunate thing is that not only do they have power, they're under a actual delusion that they believe that crap. Well, hey, look at us. We're diverse. We're strong. And it's like, well, I don't care. It's not, you're not going to win a war. You're not going to win a fight just because you have different people of different colors. That's not how this stuff works. But they are legitimately under the illusion. The fact that it went all the way up to the military shows you that they are legitimately under the delusion that that in itself makes them strong. And it's simply not true.
Yeah. Chad, what are your thoughts on, I heard your thoughts on the diversity within the military and how wonderful it is. But what are your thoughts on Estonia calling for the immediate establishment of that no-fly zone?
Okay, so Eric's 100% right. I mean, yesterday they were day before yesterday, I think it was, they were dropping bombs 10 miles from the Polish border, right? So these guys, they're like, whoa, we can see the smoke from here.
Right.
If we don't stop this over Ukraine, what's going to keep them from coming into Poland, coming into Estonia, coming into these? And again, as I said, I think on last Wednesday's episode of this show, I said that Vladimir Putin sees himself as fulfilling his history, right? Mm-hmm. So Catherine the Great, Peter the Great, Stalin, all of them have done the same thing. Look, he invaded Ukraine in 2014. He's now invaded in 2022, both times when Joe Biden, by the way, was in power. So maybe you take a look at what's going on there. But yes, these other countries, these Eastern Bloc countries, these former Soviet countries, they don't want anything to do with that. So they're saying, hey, NATO, we need all of this. But back to that diversity point. Please, may we? So that's like the world, you know, all the powers of the world come together and say, we have tanks and we have jets and we have missiles and we have, you know, ICBMs and we have all of these things. And then America goes, we have horses. We have horses. Horses are for war. And they come in there and it's like, okay. True that. You can use a horse in war. But we want to have a Zoom call and show off all our horses. You see the point? And the rest of the world's going, what the F? What are you even talking about?
Yeah.
What are you talking about right now? That has nothing to do with anything that's going on. We're playing in a little fairyland. I don't mean that. Anyway, we're playing in a world that the rest of the world's not on that deal.
Well, I mean, but not only that, but to Eric's point, it's not just that they're not even on the same playing field as us. It's that we're bragging about it as if it's going to be impressive to them.
Yeah, it's not, like I say, that's the delusion.
It's so bizarre.
It is a delusion. They legitimately believe this sort of stuff. Now, I have, and people that watch my channel, we've been talking about this for years in like the entertainment sector and how we look at something as stupid as those like those the general concept of what these, I guess they call it social justice and all of that. But it's a literal delusion. And if you actually have a discussion with these people, they can't really explain what makes it stronger or what really makes it better. It's just that, well, just because reasons, right? Just because reasons, we have these different colors, we have these different sexualities, we are including all of these people in to be a part of the conversation. It's like, okay, but how specifically does that mean that when it comes to merit, your product is better? They don't know.
Right.
They don't know because they're living in this delusion that where everybody else views the world the same way. Well, just because I'm supposed to give it props, just because everybody else is, that you have so much diversity and inclusivity within your brand. But as we've seen, it's not nothing that's, let's say, exclusive to the military. We've seen this really in every form of the entertainment. You know, we talked about a lot of that stuff on the show, all these different corporate brands who are now adopting these concepts. Like, dude, you sell soda, bro. Like, why would I care about all of that other stuff that you're signaling in regards to? Because unfortunately, these people have been able to convince leaders and very powerful people that this is the route to go. But none of them can ever explain what it actually means.
They can't do that. And that's just whether it's an ESG score, they're going to pump billions of dollars into Black Lives Matter. Where did that money go? Well, it just bought them some street cred. It gave them clout on the global scale with the ESG scores. You know, this is a president who comes in and says, I'm going to appoint a female of color as vice president. Why? What difference does any of that make?
Right.
I'm going to appoint a Supreme Court justice who's going to be a female of color. Why? You get what you know, what is it Kamala said the other day? You know, they got what they ordered.
You get what you
Unfortunately,
vote for.
They did.
Yeah.
And it's a moron.
Yeah.
Right? She did fit the criteria. She is a woman, and I don't know what color she is, but she's not Caucasian.
Right.
So I think that fit the criteria. This is the same kind of deal. It's like you're using like categories. You're checking boxes that literally nobody on the planet cares about.
Yeah. All right. We've got more to come. First, we want to thank our sponsor, though, Hunter Douglas. So when you go home, you know, obviously you feel like you should be at ease, just like relaxing. That is what homes are for. Well, Hunter Douglas can help you do that with their innovative window shade designs. They've got really, really awesome fabrics. And my favorite part, they've got control systems so advanced they can be scheduled to automatically adjust to their optimal position throughout the day. So look, window treatments can change the entire look and feel of your house. Maybe you've been in your house for a while and you're like, it's time for an update, but we're not going to get a new house right now because have you seen the prices of everything, including houses? That's not happening. But we want to do something to just switch it up. Really, really, really check out Hunter Douglas for that. It can make your home look brand new. And by the way, whenever you tap into Hunter Douglas's PowerView technology, like I said earlier, your shades can be set to automatically reposition for the perfect balance of light, privacy, and insulation morning, noon, or night. So if you've got the sun coming in your windows at, you know, 6 a.m. and you're like, this sucks, get this, okay? Get Hunter Douglas, get this PowerView technology, and it can just like that. And then whoop, right back up so that you can enjoy your view. You can go to hunterdouglas.com/y, get your Style Gets Smarter design guide. They've got a bunch of fresh takes, creative ideas, and smart solutions for dressing your windows. That is hunterdouglas.com/y. There's no reason to do this, no obligation. Go there now, hunterdouglas.com/y. You may be thinking to yourself right about now, you know, other than the conflict that's going on with Russia and Ukraine, other than paying a crap ton of money for not only gas, but everything else, groceries, all of those things, everything else, other than all of those things, life is pretty good right now. We've turned the corner. We're past COVID, a lot would say. States have removed their mask mandates, including Hawaii, which was the most strict one. They announced that they were going to remove their mask mandate. TSA strangely extended theirs, but I digress. So you may think, hey, we're kind of coasting with this whole pandemic situation. We must be reaching the end of it soon. Oh, no, 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 no. If you are listening to the Pfizer CEO, who I'm not sure why keeps getting put on all of these mainstream media channels as if he is any sort of objective information. But Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla said just yesterday, I know you're gonna be shocked to hear this. Everyone, I hope you're sitting down. I hope you've taken any medications that you need to take. Please do not faint when I tell you this, but actually a fourth dose of that vaccine is going to be necessary. Here's the Pfizer CEO yesterday.
So you've seen some of that data on a fourth dose, a second booster shot. Mm-hmm. You think it will be necessary?
It is necessary, a fourth boost right now. The protection that you're getting from the third, it is good enough, actually quite good for hospitalizations and deaths. It's not that good against infections, but doesn't last very long. Mm-hmm. But we are just submitting those data to the FDA, and then we will see what the experts also will say.
Huh.
Maybe.
Yes.
We just sit back and wait till y'all come up with something that works. Like, novel concept?
That is such a novel concept. Now, you may be in luck, Chad, because I hear that they are working on a vaccine for all variants, is what they say. It will be a vaccine for all variants.
Which goes back to the point that we've called you guys, like all you folks who went in there and got the juice and the boost, y'all were guinea pigs.
Yes.
You were guinea pigs. Now, yes. We were called meanies and conspiracy theorists, but again, this whole thing goes back to what I was calling the orthodoxy of the ideology, right? You bought in. You got rid of any critical thinking. You went with the narrative. They told you what to believe, and you just hook, line, and sinker bought into this thing no matter how many blood clots popped up. I don't know what we can even say without getting banned on YouTube at this
say
point.
Say whatever the hell you want. I'm not scared of YouTube.
I'm like just saying, you know, you went ahead and did it. You're like, you were told to do it because again, and we talk about it on my show tonight about the two levels of the mind. You got the part of your mind where you just do things like breathe and go to the bathroom. Then you got that other part. It actually required you to ask some serious questions about life. You like lobotomized that part of your brain. You just got rid of that. The narrative is telling you what to do. You're doing it. And now, if you have ears to hear, listen what's being said. So when the CEO of Bayer comes out and says, well, you know what? When it comes to gene therapy, we would have never been able to get all this data had it not been for COVID. You know, if we'd have said, come in here and let's do gene therapy on you, it'd have been a 95% no. But because of COVID, we could do the vaccines. And guess what? We can do gene therapy now on just about everybody. So when they said it wasn't gene therapy, now they're coming back after the fact and admitting that that's exactly what they're doing. So, yeah, you guys just keep lining up down the street to go get tested for something you don't even know if you have. And then go in there and get the boost and the juiced. The juice and the boost. And God only knows what you're putting in yourself. They don't even know. That's why they keep coming up with another booster.
Right. Well, right. And they keep saying, no, but it is effective. Well, but it's way more effective
than
natural
immunity. Does Obama
have COVID?
Is Obama vaccinated?
Yes. But they would tell you, Chad.
I know what they would tell
you. That's what prevented him from being in the
really
hospital.
Really sick.
Yes, which like flies in the face
like
of the statistics
health,
of everyone else who got COVID, who freaking lived and didn't go to the hospital.
But I mean, isn't he like a skinny ass poster child for healthy?
Yes.
Like, I mean, he's on his bike in his helmet and the whole thing riding around. Oh, Martha's Vineyard.
Very healthy. He is healthy. He's wearing those mom jeans.
I'm telling you, the only person I'm taking virus advice from is Magic Johnson. That's it.
That's it.
Oh man, yeah, that was just about to bring up the whole Obama situation, and it's just you have people that just don't want to believe that they have been duped. That's very hard for a lot of these people.
It's true,
and that was the problem with this is that they drew it upon like ideological lines. It had nothing to do with actual health. This whole thing was like, well, they thought that. Well, this was drawn on ideological line. You had these people who they thought were the morally good people that would go ahead and take this. And then you thought the people that they were, their ideological enemies were, of course, on the other side, which is why they immediately painted you as this conspiracy theorist and all these other terms that didn't apply to you. You were a MAGA hat wearing idiot, even though his policies led to exactly what it is that we got today,
right,
when you consider Operation Warp Speed. But it was apparently Trump's anti-vax and all this stuff, and everybody that support him is exactly that. They came up with those terms. And then you saw the policies didn't match up with what the data showed, because all it was ever was about was punishing their ideological enemies. It had nothing to do with science. So you had all these people who wanted to believe this stuff. They needed this stuff to be true. And now more information comes out, and because they're still clinging on to it, you'll get something that flies right in their face, like, explain this to me. Well, we can't really prove unless we, you know, comic book reference, multiverse, where there was an Obama that was existing on Earth 2, where he got the vaccine, and then he died. That's literally the only way that you could prove that. It's such a difficult thing to prove, because just while you can sit up there and say, well, he got it and it was mild, I got it, and it was mild, and I'm not jabbed or boosted or any of
Thank
that
you.
As well. So, just and there's millions, literally millions of people that have the exact same experience and didn't get the jab, especially those that got it early on before there was even a vaccination that was available. Mm-hmm. So right now, it's just people clinging to a narrative. It's in his best interest, of course, to say exactly that. I was calling that out when he first got his big head on all of these media platforms. I was like, why is anybody asking? Like, I don't know. It sounds like it might be a conflict
Maybe.
Of interest.
Why,
the
pattern's
making
know,
billions of billions of dollars off of this thing. You're actually going to give him free time on your Face the Nation to come out there and promote it even more?
Yeah.
How stupid are people? You talk about being brain dead.
That's fair because they, I mean, Pfizer is, they're paying a lot of money for the advertisements.
Brought to you by Pfizer. Well, this episode brought to you by Pfizer.
Maybe the networks had like a buy three, get one free. So like they purchased the spots.
Why would you purchase a spot at this point?
I mean, they're
giving you free time.
I don't know. But I love what you said about the, there are a lot of interesting blood clots happening to very young, healthy people.
Always the celebrities.
Well, those are the ones that get reported.
They're the ones that get reported.
Those are just the one that gets reported, right? Because they're not going to report on Joe Blow down the street,
right,
who you know that happened to. Model Hailey Bieber, Justin Bieber's wife, and LPGA golfer Nelly Korda both suffered blood clots in the past
couple of days. Man.
They are 25 and 23 years old, and they are in a very long list of very young people who have this happening to them. As Eric, you just said, that's not normal.
No, don't let these people attempt to gaslight you and act like, well, people just get blood clots all the time. That's not normal.
Yeah.
That is not normal, particularly when you have these athletes. We've had, whether it be with not just that, with the myocarditis situation.
Yeah.
Like, why on earth would these people? And obviously, they feel like they were coerced into getting it. They were talked into getting it. We've talked about Olympians, actually, from other countries who get this in the best shape of their lives. They're never going to be in better shape than they
are in
right now. Soccer players as well. And now they have some condition that they're going to be dealing with for a long term in a long extended period of time. For what? For a signal. For a signal, because the data show that that makes no sense. Why even risk it? You're young, you're healthy, and you got people that have three jabs, right? Essentially got three jabs that are as healthy as they are. And we're supposed to believe that that makes sense. We should have. Well, I mean, we knew definitely on this platform, we knew this from the get-go. But especially when you looked at the data with the younger people, and there was nothing that said, there was no like random control trial study that said it was even really beneficial for that younger demographic to get like a boost, but they still were building these policies around them needing to get it. It made no sense. But remember, it was about punishing their ideological enemies. You cannot lose sight of that. So when you look at the mandates and all of that, where they basically were requiring you to get these to even operate in like society, depending on what part of the country that you were in, it had nothing to do with data. It had nothing to do with science and everything to do with, we don't like y'all.
Mm-hmm.
You're an example of people that had enough gonads to say, I'm not doing this and I'll suffer the ramifications because of that. And they don't like that. So it was just about punishing you. It didn't have to make sense. It was all about punishing you.
Yeah.
I want to also just throw in, I know we've got to go to break, but before we do that, I do want to throw in to the equations breaking this afternoon. Senator Rand Paul introduced an amendment today that would eliminate Dr. Anthony Fauci's position as the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases and decentralize it so that no one person can act as what he calls dictator in chief in the name of public health. So
God
break
bless you,
it
Rand.
Into three separate national research institutes, all with their own director. It's like, don't screw with him because he will have you in his sights until he gets what he wants, which I hope he does in this instance. All right, we got to take a break. First, we want to thank our sponsor, iTarget Pro. So look, it's like almost daily we're seeing videos of there's home invasions, there's, you know, follow home robberies. There are a lot of crimes right now that are a result of leftist policies. It's really sad to say this, but it's just the truth. You got to be prepared to properly defend yourself, and you got to be properly trained to do that. thankfully, there is iTarget Pro to help you with that. This system actually allows you to dry fire practice with your actual firearm anytime in the safety and privacy of your own home. You don't have to go to the range. You don't have to pay for ammunition, which we all know is just an absurd amount of money right now, along with everything else. You're not going to do that. This is going to pay for itself in one usage, just for how much it's going to save you in those fees, not having to be paid. You can download iTarget's proprietary app, you load the laser bullet into your firearm, and you start training. Dry firing is going to help you develop muscle memory, sharpen target reaction speed, sight alignment, trigger function, and much more. They come in all major calibers, by the way, so you can stay sharp with almost any firearm. I have it. I love it. It really, really has helped. We make it into a game with our family. It's been great to teach my older son how to handle a weapon and things of that nature. So you turn it into a game for your family. Make it a family night game. You can go to itargetpro.com, save 10% plus get free shipping with the offer code NEWS. As an added bonus, you guys, you don't shoot holes through your couches or your walls. There's no holes at all. It's very, very easy. That's the letter itargetpro.com. That is itargetpro.com, offer code NEWS. An update to the story regarding the incident I was in with not only Beto O'Rourke's campaign staffer, but also the Dallas Police Department. I have gotten permission from my attorney to share all of this with you guys. So at the end of the week, I did submit a request for comment as a member of the media to the Beto O'Rourke campaign, just asking them for their comments on their staffer assaulting someone, trying to grab their personal property, whether or not, you know, Beto O'Rourke would condone that kind of behavior. Is this what the type of administration we would see with an O'Rourke administration? I, of course, shockingly received absolutely zero response. I also got a response from the open records team over at Dallas Police Department, who said, curiously, there are no files to send regarding the body cam footage that I requested from the incident. So what I was trying to do was I was trying to release not only the body cam footage and my footage at the same time, because obviously the body cam angle would have been the angle where you could really see everything happening. But unfortunately, for whatever reason, Dallas Police does not have that. Now, before I go to the video, let me actually go ahead and show the Dallas Police body cam protocol. These are their orders that they are supposed to go by, that they are supposed to utilize the body-worn camera in the following circumstances. It says, incidents that are conducted within the scope of official law enforcement capacity. Would you guys agree that running at an event like this would be, she's wearing her uniform, this would be a working in official law enforcement capacity. It also says that they shall begin recording, number two here, they personnel shall begin recording as soon as practical and safe to do so in the following incidents and events. And of course, C2C says anytime personnel are in contact with a citizen or suspect where it is feasible that the video system they can record. So be that as it may, I asked, right, being as again, as a member of the media, I asked them if they could comment on, isn't this a violation of your body-worn camera policy? Because the camera should have been running. So how is it that there are no files? Well, I got a response back that just directed me to the policy and said, due to the incident being under investigation, we will not be able to disclose any further information. So this is under investigation by Dallas Police Department, as well as the Office of Police Oversight. But again, would have been nice to get the body cam footage that the taxpayers pay for, but I'm sure you're not surprised to hear that your tax money is not actually going to more accountability and more transparency. But here is the moment that we have all been talking about. I know Chad's seen it. I think Eric's seen it. And I did get clearance from my attorney to go ahead and release this. So let's play it and I'll kind of walk you through it. So I'm recording an interaction like everyone else was.
Oh, sorry, we're not recording.
All of a sudden, the staffer.
Don't touch my phone.
As you can see, grabs my phone. This is when the police actually grabbed me.
What's your badge number? Why did you just push me down the... That's fine, but why did she just put her hands on me so hard?
She asked you to leave and you're not leaving.
No, she didn't. She didn't ask me to leave at all. She pushed me down the stairs.
I'm telling you to leave.
What is your badge number?
So we actually muted their badge numbers. Just like I don't want anyone going after them, you know, trying to do anything. This matter we are handling ourselves, and I promise we're on top of it. But the thing that struck me the most, and if you can go ahead and play that back, Mark, is that when you go ahead and start playing it. So obviously she grabs my phone. You can see the scuffle that she grabs it. I'm trying to maintain control over it. The officer comes over. Listen closely.
Excuse me.
I don't gotta touch your phone. I can just touch you.
Why did you just push me down?
Is what she just said. Go. That. Yeah. That's good. That's enough. So acknowledging that she's coming up on me. Knowing that I'm just trying to maintain control over my own private property, still forcefully puts her hands on me, and that's what the body cam footage would have showed. But alas, conveniently, there is none. There is none. It's just a coincidence, I'm sure. Grabs me by the arms, forcefully is pushing me down the stairs. You see the ramp there and the stairs on one side. I almost fell down the stairs, actually. Here we are. And now we're in the middle of an internal affairs investigation, Office of Police Oversight Board investigation. And by the way, the staffer was issued a citation for assault. So
why are you such a troublemaker?
Yeah, I know. Wasn't it like crazy me just standing there quietly recording a public interaction? I guess they were too scared of what the question might be and they didn't want their candidate to have to answer it. I don't know. I still can't figure it out. I had someone on Twitter go, oh, so what are you saying that they like specifically targeted you and you're the only one that and I'm like, literally, yes. That's exactly what I'm saying.
You're the one that it affected the most.
Literally, yes. There were people even in my video where you can see them recording.
So from being a part of campaign events over the last 18 months, and then also having a career of being in live venues mm-hmm. with large audiences, mm-hmm. This is why I said to you last week, I said, I'll be interested to see if there is body cam footage, because these were probably off-duty police officers that were hired for the event.
Which I asked the public information's officer, and they said they could not comment on that because of the investigation.
I've had off-duty police officers, these venues, these theaters, these big places, they often hire them. They're in uniform. They come in. They're fully uniformed. Mm-hmm. The camera's there. Whether they're working or not, I don't know. I would assume not because they're off-duty police officers, right? I don't know. I don't know the protocol on that. I see what the on-duty was you just showed us. So, you know, I talk to these gentlemen and these ladies. I talk to them and, you know, they're off duty. I was wondering if that's what was going on with your situation, but does it matter? First of all, right. You have a campaign staffer that comes up there and grabs your phone physically. I've been videotaped nonstop having conversations with people during a Q&A or during a photo meet and greet, whatever. I don't care. There's nothing for me to hide. What are you hiding in this situation? That's the candidacy side of things. But them to put their hands on you, like if I had seen that at one of my events, I would be the first one to step in and say, what's going on?
Right.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Because you know what? That comes back on me. Mm-hmm. It's my event. It comes back on me. Yeah. So I do hope you get to the bottom of this thing.
I hope so, too.
Somebody needs to be held accountable. That's not how public forums, especially in the political world, need to be held.
Yeah. Amen. Especially for someone who just came out and called Greg Abbott a thug.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, really? That's interesting because you have your own staffers putting hands on people, putting hands on their private property and using the police as your muscle.
Abbott or O'Rourke, you can't see the public information of where these guys are going to be holding forums. You got to be specially invited and stuff like that. Again, I said it this morning. This is not about who's an R or a D or a libertarian or a green person or independent. This is about people versus big government.
Yeah.
And that right there was a big government event. All of it is. I don't care what's next to your name.
Yeah, suddenly, Eric, they don't care about police brutality.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's certainly to be expected from them. It's really, this is why I said the whole defund the police thing was a scam. It always was. These guys absolutely have no problem having the police be sent to punish people that they deem as their political enemies.
Right.
But the whole interaction there was certainly weird. And I've said, I know when we first talked about it, when you broke the information to everybody on the show, like the fact that there's people out there whose first instinct when they see something going like something wrong, not in an aggressive sense, because this is someone just videotaping, But your first instinct, and I don't care who you are, police officer, just regular person, should not be to put your hands on someone. You know what I mean? Particularly right. someone that you don't know. It's one thing if you're stopping them from about to harm someone or something right. of that nature. But for someone to just be recording a video and your first instinct, again, police officer or not, because the staff are, you know, putting mm-hmm. in, like, what on earth possesses you that is your first engagement,
right.
like your first form of engagement? Because I don't operate like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I've had people, you know, same thing. I perform at big venues all the time, being in a band, and I'm in a middle band, so everybody's running around, bumping into each other in that sense. But, like, it wouldn't be a case. I can imagine someone recording me or something, and then, like, I don't know, the staff or anybody goes and punches them in the face or something like that. Like, that would be just a weird interaction, and that's where you expect there to be, like, bodily, like, conflict because it's metal music.
Right.
But in this sense, it's a freaking political kind of campaign trail type of deal. So, yeah. Obviously, she didn't want people to record, but like you said, we even saw the video. I saw people that had their cameras and stuff. So I'm like, why on earth was that a particular issue? So that was just a bizarre engagement all around.
And if we could, I know we have to go to break, but really quickly, if we could show there is a picture that was tweeted out by Beto's team that if you can see in the picture, there are like a ton of people with their freaking phones up, recording and taking pictures. Somehow, when a conservative does it, they get hands put on them by the police. I don't know. Very convenient. All right, we've got to take a break. We'll be back. We only got a couple minutes left, but just wanted to go over this poll. A new poll is out. Over 60% of Americans actually back Florida's limits on the K-3 lessons on sexual orientation and gender identity, which, of course, the critics will call the Don't Say Gay bill.
You really shouldn't.
Don't say, well, if you say it in Florida, apparently Ron DeSantis will come out himself. He will appear.
Comes from under your bed.
He will throw you into a dungeon for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Shockingly enough, adults who were actually told what the actual language is, they gave them the actual language of the bill and asked them to react to it. And they were like, oh, yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, right. I think that's developmentally appropriate.
Orthodoxy of the ideology. I'm telling you, you lobotomize your lower brain place where the, again, you watch my show tonight, just the opening 6 minutes, I want you to ask one question of yourself for the rest of your life, every single day. Am I wrong? That's what I want people to do.
Yeah.
That's where critical thinking starts, right there. Yeah. Am I wrong on the things I'm thinking, the things I'm saying, the things I'm doing? Am I wrong? You start from that, then you prove yourself right, you'll be okay.
Well, I mean, it is interesting because they did, at least they read the right passage. It's not like they're going up to people and saying, do you agree with the Don't Say Gay bill?
Yeah.
Which I'm sure is what the other side is doing.
Right.
And of course, that will evoke a completely different, right?
They will fit those lines. So yeah, that's what they're going to call it. Don't Say Gay. You got Disney coming out. They're taking their positions, talking about Don't Say Gay. They call it all that. These are stupid people, and like I've said, every time this comes up, I always brings up, this is the case against democracy right here, because your average just person doesn't think critically, unfortunately, and if their side feeds them a line in terms of what it is, they just repeat it, like NPCs, they just repeat it, it's on script, no matter how stupid the actual statement is, or rather their position. So, yeah, this is the case against democracy. Why would you want these stupid people being able to vote?
Summed it up rather beautifully, Eric. I don't think I can put it any better than that. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back. Why would you want these stupid people? I don't. All right, it is Monday, which means it is a brand new week. You've got a new week to commit to going to wherever you got your audio podcasts, subscribe, rate, and review not just the news and why it matters, but you gotta go do that for the Chad Prather Show too. I mean, while you're there, you've already opened your app. It takes 30 seconds unless you're a really, really bad texter, and then it may take a little bit longer. But you go there, you hit subscribe, you rate it 5 stars because obviously that's what we deserve, and then you give us a nice review, and of course there's something in it for you because you may see your review read live on air. I like this.
Wow.
Yeah, this is a peanut gallery commenting, just like the one today from Holman RL, who says, refreshing to hear common sense, 5 stars. It's so refreshing to hear common sense news instead of all the other crap. out there.
There's a lot of crap.
There is a lot of crap. And we just, so that's our job, is to like sift through all of the crap, which is a pretty disgusting job, but someone's got to do it. And that's what we're here for.
That's what you look like right there. That Blaze promo, that's what you look like right before they grabbed your camera and threw you down the stairs right there. You're like, don't you touch me.
Don't you do it. Don't you do it. You have no idea who you're messing with. So thank you for your review. Make sure to get yours in as well. And you can see it red on air. Also, don't forget to make sure to subscribe to Eric July's channel. He is Young Rippa 5'9". Yes, I said Young Rippa 5'9". It is for Canon's sake, which you can find on YouTube, as long as they've continued to not demonetize him. But he keeps winning all of his battles.
Hey, back to back, champ.
Rock and roll,
he keeps winning all of them. So I think he's going to be around for the long haul. Chet Prather, of course. And don't forget to subscribe to Blaze TV. You can save some extra money if you use promo code NEWS over at blazetv.com/newsandy.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.